When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Story number one.
It's Michael Penix getting his first start on Sunday against the Giants. Listen, I wouldn't expect him to say anything less about Kirk Cousins, how he's been supportive, what he's helped him try to pick up. And now, Mike, it's his opportunity to show us all of that. Here's Penix talking about Kirk.
Yeah, from Kirk, you know, man, a lot. Like, Kirk, just the way he processed, the way he speaks to the team, you know, in meetings, on the field, you know, just the command he has, you know, to the offense, you know, getting things the way that he wanted so that, you know, he could play fast. And, you know, it's just the things he said in the huddle. You know, I was in the huddle today and walked through and, like, just remember some of the stuff he did and just saying it the way he said it, you know, because, like, man, I look up to Kirk, you know, and – Kirk couldn't do no wrong in my eyes. So it was like, dang, like, dude, like, when I saw him in camp, you know, leading all the way up through the season, it was like, dude, like, he's special. Like, he's doing that at this age, and he did a great job, you know. And I'm talking about getting through his progressions, making a pass to the fifth read, like, you don't see that a lot, you know, scoring touchdowns and doing stuff like that. It's like, dang, how is he processing the game so quickly to get to that fifth read, to make that play, you know. You're just trying to learn stuff like that, and just seeing how he canceled out certain routes and stuff like that based on coverages. You know, I feel like I learned a lot of that, and, you know, I'm ready to showcase.
I know you and I spent all week talking about why things went the way they did. The best I can lay out, I'll say it one more time, is knowing that when things are starting to get south, it's one thing if the Falcons had drafted a quarterback in the fourth round. But when you got a guy that was selected eighth overall that half the city is really interested in, I know I was from the moment I said one or the other, you think that just added to the pressure that just created this thing? Kirk won't admit it or address it, but you think that's what it's about? The fact that I'm struggling, I'm in a slump, and oh, by the way, I've got the young hot stud over here waiting in the wings, which just amps things up even more.
Mike, I don't know. I'll say this. We remember when we drafted Penix, and it came out that Kirk was not aware that they were going to do that, right?
And the reaction at the draft party was he was generally not happy.
Correct. And then, you know, everything got smooth over, but going back, remember, that was kind of in the forefront there where he was like, wait a minute, yeah, I thought I was the guy. I don't know. I can't say that was one of the reasons or maybe the main cause as to his demise, his play. But I will tell you, if you knew somebody could come take your job and was sitting next to you every day,
right?
It might be a little bit extra on you when you're starting to struggle.
Well,
so
how about anybody out there who's listening right now, whether you're at the bar, you're in sales right now, you're in your car? There's a guy who can do the same job for half the price or 75% less. You know, I mean, I get it. We still are tied to a contract. There's guaranteed money involved. But there's all these elements. Again, I know we're kind of maybe reaching for straws here because nobody around the league, even people that we've talked about that covered this guy, could ever seen a kind of run that he's just gone through.
Not at all. Big O, let's get to story number two if we can.
Story number two.
It's our Atlanta Hawks, guys. They lose 133-126. D. Hunter. Keep doing whatever it is you're doing, bro. I mean, look, I've been on you. You know it. I put it out there. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 9 of 15 shooting, Mike. Made all his free throws and hit half of his three-point shots. 4 for 8 from three-point land. But it was the dunk on Wimby last night that ties the game at 120 that everybody's talking about around the league.
Now he bounces it into Larry Nance. Larry hands it off to DeAndre Hunter. He goes right to the basket and jams! And he got fouled, but they didn't call it. He got knocked down. Yeah. They didn't call the foul. They didn't call it, but we're tied at 120 right now.
And they go to the tape, and it's matching text because they're staring each other down because Wemby just got posterized in front of everybody. I just thought, you know, you said it. I'll never understand what the first four and a half years of DeAndre Hunter was here. This is just a guy who looks like a badass. And let's be honest, that was huge last night. To flush it on Wemby should have been a foul. He makes that game over. We don't even get to overtime. I didn't like Trey shooting that big three.
I didn't either.
I didn't like that either. Shot selection was a bit off.
I agree, Mike. Wemby, by the way, Victor Wembanyama, 42.6 rebounds. He hit big shot after big shot every time they needed one.
The dunk where he throws it off the glass, where he was going to throw it to the other forward, but he was in traffic, so he just throws it off the glass. I mean, you're seeing stuff. It's like something you see in an All-Star game.
Well, he's so skilled to be 7'5". That's the thing. Like, we've seen – I saw Yao Ming, Mike.
Right.
He couldn't do this. Like, this is a different level of ball handling and shooting. Trae Young, by the way, 23 points, 16 assists last night. He continues to lead the league there. Hawks back in action tomorrow. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
It's college football playoffs, guys. It begins tonight. Who you like, by the way? Notre Dame is favored by 7 against Indiana.
Oof.
And the Dogs will get the winner of this game tonight.
I mean, Indiana wants to throw. In the snow, you could argue the offense has the advantage because defenders have to make adjustments and whoop, slipping and sliding. So that's why Buffalo was always so good. You know, we just talked about, you know, playing in bad weather in the old days. I guess I'll give Indiana a chance to cover. Notre Dame, if it becomes a high-scoring game, that's not the game they want to play. They want to run the football, play great D.
I like Notre Dame. I do like them to cover.
They just cover easy?
I'm not going to say it'll be easy. I think it's going to be like Ohio State. It'll be a game in the first half, and then Notre Dame, I think, is more talented. Their defense is solid, man.
So Indiana hangs for a half, and then the depth just shows up.
I think that's how this is going to play out. But maybe Indiana shocks us. By the way, the big news here with Georgia is Carson Beck is exploring surgery options to repair the injury to his elbow. He is more than likely. Everybody's pointing the finger and saying, hey, he's probably not playing. Nobody's saying 100%, but when these reports come out, Mike, you know if you're exploring that option, there's no way in over the next 3 weeks that he's going to be playing quarterback for Georgia.
Talking to Rusty Manziel and talking to friends of ours out in Athens, it just sounds like that is a done deal, and maybe it's just a little bit of window dressing to perhaps keep whoever your opponent is. Like, Carson Beck's going to do what? I mean, come on. What? He's going to – wait a minute. It's Willis Reed's. I don't think Carson Beck's going to do that. He can't move his arm. I just think the biggest concern for Carson Beck is how do I market myself for the draft? And if I can't do that,
gotta come back.
And then, but what happens, as we said earlier to start the show, what if Gunner balls out? You know, what if Gunner takes it to a whole other place? You know, and Kirby's like, adios. Hey, I don't know.
I don't either. Gunner Stockton is expected to make the start. Obviously, we knew that coming out of the SEC championship game, but now I think you can literally say the next 3 weeks is your time to shine and take us to a national championship. I don't know if Gunner Stockton can. But we're going to see if he is able to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.